I'm truly honored to be nominated to serve on the Cybersecurity Task Force for the state of Florida. It's great for higher education as well as for our region and the University of West Florida.
That's Dr. Iman Al-Sheikh, a professor of computer science at UWF and the director of the university's Center for Cybersecurity. She says the task force will be looking for weaknesses across the state system.
The main issue is always the evolving cyber threat landscape. So we continue to see complex cyber threats coming from various sources. And of course, at the state level, we are talking about the data and information of our citizens. So it's very important to the mission and the economic prosperity of our state to make sure that we have the best infrastructure and operations and policies to maintain and advance our cybersecurity resiliency, and more importantly, to look at the future. How can we continue to plan strategically to not just kind of keep ahead of the adversaries and keep cyber threats at bay, but also to really advance Florida as a leader in cybersecurity.
And that means trying to stay one step ahead of the bad guys who are always adapting.
Every new attack or breach comes a little differently, right? There's a little more information or something different about it. And so the more we keep up to date with what's happening across, certainly not just our state, but also this is a matter of national security.
The Center for Cybersecurity at UWF offers undergraduate and graduate work and works to solidify cybersecurity across the university's campus. The center has also already been involved in a statewide effort to enhance election security.
We've been had the opportunity to support the state agencies as well as the Department of State on training for cybersecurity for election supervisors in the past. That's a service that we provided to the Florida Department of State last year, and we're certainly very interested in continuing to support their efforts moving forward.
UWF also supports cybersecurity workforce development for the state of Florida, including training programs for state personnel in partnership with the Florida Department of Management Services and the Florida Department of State.
The next step will be an initial meeting of the task force members to really review our charge from the governor. The task force is, my understanding, going to be tasked to provide recommendations on how to enhance cybersecurity operations, infrastructure, and governance for the state. And then we'll meet periodically as a task force to look at the existing challenges, opportunities, technologies, threats, and come up with recommendations over the next year.
Dr. Al-Sheikh is the only academic named by the governor to the task force, which will be chaired by Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, and includes the State Chief Information Officer, State Chief Information Security Officer, and representatives from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and Division of Cybersecurity Management. Business and healthcare leaders from the private sector will also participate. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.